Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Round one off and running in the PGA Championship. We will talk about some of the afternoon tee times that we have coming up. Bet some of those three balls. We'll update you on the live leaderboard here in a moment as well. We got more playoff hockey, more NBA playoffs tonight as well. We'll dive into OKC, Denver, and then the two NHL games that we got coming up later on today. Johnny Lazarus standing by to join us, talk about the NHL playoffs as well. And then we had the schedule release yesterday in the NFL. We already have week one lines out for every NFL game. We'll do a little PJ pick five on the show today, give out our five favorite bets in week one in the NFL. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can do so on Twitch, on YouTube, on our live stream on X as well. We'd love to hear from you guys. Again, anything NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL, golf, let us know. Send it in. If you miss any part of the show as well, over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling. On a Thursday, glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Always great when Johnny Lazarus joins us. Make sure you guys are following Johnny on X at JLazzy23, host of the Daily Faceoff. And Johnny, let's talk about the two games that we have tonight, my friend. A couple of game fives with both one seeds in the Western and Eastern Conference on the brink of elimination. We'll start with the Canes and the Caps. Carolina was the favorite coming into this series, and they have looked like the better team throughout. Do you think they get the job done tonight, or do you think Washington can send it back to Carolina for a game six?
I do think Carolina ends it tonight. They've been the better team in nearly every single game. I thought game four, the start Washington had, they must have had four or five like grade A chances right in the first 10 minutes of that first period. They weren't able to bury one on Freddie Anderson, and then their power play just couldn't really come up with a big one. Obviously, Ovechkin gets that 5-on-3 goal in the third to get them back within one, but the Carolina Hurricanes just smother you. And I know they're a much better team on home ice than they are on the road, but even on the road in this series, they've been that much better than Washington. Like game one, I thought Carolina had them in a stranglehold. Obviously, they were down 1-0 till late in the game. They find a way to tie it and then win in overtime. So even when Washington's been at their best, it still just isn't good enough. And for me, I just don't have enough faith in Logan Thompson and the Capitals to get it done tonight. Even though Thompson has been one of the brighter spots for Washington in the playoffs, right now he's just been a little bit outmanned by Freddie Anderson. So I'd favor the Carolina Hurricanes tonight and them to close it out.
Yeah, minus 175 to win tonight and close out that series in five games. What about the one tonight in the West, Johnny, between the Stars and the Jets. Once again, the curse of the President's Cup trophy. The Jets are on the brink of elimination, down 3-1 in this series. Hella Buck throughout his career, man. He's been so good in the regular season. Then you get him into the playoffs, and he's just not the same guy. What do you think happens tonight between Dallas and the Jets? Do you think they can send it back to Dallas for Game 6?
I think Winnipeg can, just because they've been much better on home ice than Washington has been on home ice. So I think that favors them a little bit more. And to credit Connor Hellebuck a little bit, I know he's taken a lot of heat in these playoffs, and it's warranted. But I thought last game was his best game that he's played on the road so far in the postseason. Only one goal, the first goal by Granlund on the power play, to me was a bit of a softie. He was a little bit far out, and I think Hellebuck could have stopped it. But also on the flip side, Winnipeg's power play is 1-for-16 in these playoffs. They're at 6.3%. You're not going to go anywhere when your power play isn't scoring. And that was such a big thing for them in the regular season. They were getting great goaltending, and their power play was clicking at a very, very successful rate. Their 5-on-5 was fine. It was good, but it wasn't anything that was incredible. It was the special teams and goaltending that got them over the edge. So when those things aren't clicking, it's a little bit tougher. But with that said, they've been, you know, a very strong team on home ice, and I could see them clawing their way to one more game. But I don't think this series sees a game 7. I think it's either over in 6, or, you know, maybe the Stars find a way to pull it out tonight. But I will give the Jets the edge tonight.
Johnny, tomorrow we got the Maple Leafs and the Panthers, man. And last night the Leafs got absolutely crushed on home ice. After winning the first two games in that series, they have lost the last three. Panthers have a chance to close it out tomorrow night in Sunrise. What do you expect out of the Leafs? Do you expect them to just roll over and the Panthers to cruise to victory? Do you expect that to be a close game? Do you think the Leafs can win it in Florida? How do you see that one going down tomorrow?
So this one, to me, it seems like it should be incredibly predictable and that Florida should dominate. But last time this series shifted into Florida, game 3, you know, I'm thinking about when energy does shift from rink to rink, not necessarily game to game. Game 3, I thought Toronto came out hot. They obviously blew a 3-1 lead in that game, but the way they started that game was incredibly impressive. And sometimes I think that home ice advantage is almost a disadvantage for the Leafs, just with how much pressure they feel from their home base. They have a losing record on home ice since 2017. I believe it was like 9-17 the last time I looked, or maybe 9-18 now for last night, playing on home ice in the playoffs in all those years. So being on the road might actually help them. I'm not going to say they're going to completely roll over and this series is done, but I did make a claim based on what Charles Barkley said about the Knicks. Charles Barkley called the Knicks game 3 a must-win, and I echoed that statement by saying the Leafs had a must-win in game 3 because both teams had no business being up 2-0 in their respective series. Like, the Celtics were the better team in that series, just like the Panthers are the better team in this series. But, you know, both those teams jumped out to a 2-0 series lead, and then you never know what can really happen. Obviously, the Knicks have put themselves in a pretty good position to win on home ice in game 6 tomorrow night. But now the Leafs being on the road is a little bit more difficult. But it's tough. Like, I personally don't want to count the Leafs out just because I did feel that this year they were different. But with everything we've seen over the past 9 years, it's so hard to give them a chance. And with how good Florida's been, if you know, gun to my head, hypothetical gun to my head, I'm saying Florida wins. But like, I, along with most people in the hockey world, are probably rooting for the Leafs because everyone would want to see a game 7 in that series.
100%. Talking with Johnny Lazarus here on Send It In. Make sure you guys follow Johnny on X at JLazzy23. Johnny, so it's rare that we get to like this point in the postseason, right? And we don't get at least one game 7 with two series remaining in the East, two in the West. Obviously, Edmonton wrapped up their series last night. You like Carolina tonight. You think there's obviously a chance Dallas can win tonight. You think there's a chance that Florida can win tomorrow. Of these series, like, if there was one that you think we could get a game 7, which one is it?
I'm going to have to say it's Toronto and Florida, because, I mean, that's a 3-2 series right now, so it's only one game that's got to get you there, where Dallas still has to win 2, right. And Washington has to win 2 as well. So I think the math there, the easy answer is Florida. But I would probably say that anyway. Just because I do think Carolina has played that much better than Washington, and I do think Dallas has that much better goaltending right now than Winnipeg. Whereas Florida and Toronto, to me, we've seen the tale of two series. Like, the first two games, Toronto really was the better team, and they've looked like a shell of themselves in the last two games. But with that, I do think they could find what they had in those, you know, first game or two. So I'd pick Florida. Seems like the easy answer, so no creativity there, but you know, that's what I'll give you.
As of right now, Johnny, we'll leave you with this. Who would be your pick to win the cup and hoist Lord Stanley? Dallas and Edmonton are the co-favorites at plus 275 on BetMGM. But right now, if you had to pick a team to win it, who would it be?
So I said, I think 2 weeks ago, the matchup that I think will happen is Dallas-Carolina, which makes for a pretty good storyline too. Obviously, Mika Rantanen's been a popular story with the revenge against Colorado and his Game 7 heroics and the points he's put up. But then on the flip side, Rantanen told Carolina he didn't want to be there, didn't want to play there. So if they can get their revenge on him come the final, what a good turnaround that would be. If I'm thinking for value, I'm going to say it's Carolina. But the safest play would probably be Dallas, just because I think Dallas is certainly a tough opponent for Edmonton, who they probably will face come Western Conference Final. And the talent they have throughout their lineup, plus the way Jake Ottinger has played, like they're a pretty strong team and have every right to be the favorite. But if you're looking for the better value, I'd go Carolina.
All right, there you go. Johnny Lazarus, always great stuff when he joins us on Send It In, host of the Daily Faceoff. And once again, make sure you guys give Johnny a follow on X at JLazzy23. Johnny, enjoy the playoff games tonight. Rest of the way, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, BJ. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. Later. Absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In, a little playoff page as we continue to break down the NBA and NHL playoffs. We have been on fire in the NBA playoffs so far, you guys. Again, Boston Celtics last night, no sweat winner. Peyton Pritchard goes over 14 points. And then the Golden State Warriors, depending what number you got, if you got it in early, +11.5, you winner, 11, push. But if you got the 10.5, unfortunately, that comes up a loser. Tonight, just the one game between OKC and Denver. Usually in the NBA playoffs, I have a pick for you guys every single night on the spread. I don't have one in this game tonight. I do love a play in Boston and New York, which we'll talk about on tomorrow's show. But this OKC-Denver game, I really don't have a feel. I think this is a great game to bet live. We have seen Denver the past three games in this series get up double digits on OKC, and then we have seen OKC in a couple games in this series and then Game 5 come back and eventually win. I think that's what we're going to see again tonight. It's going to be a game of runs, right? Denver's a really good offensive team. OKC's a really good defensive team, and that kind of combination of the two is a good mixture for some runs throughout the game. So you're looking at OKC -4.5. I think it's a good spread. If I had to pick it, I'd probably just take OKC on the money line and parlay them with something else on the board. But I really think the value tonight is just betting it live. If OKC gets up 12, 14 points, get a nice live number on Denver. If Denver gets up in the game, you can get a nice plus number, plus money on OKC to come back and win. That is how I think you bet Game 6. As for some player props that I like, Jokic over 8.5 assists at +110. I really like this. I've bet Jokic triple-double the last couple games. I was on his points prop in Game 5, which he went over rather easily at 40 points in that game. Over 8.5 assists tonight at +110. The Nuggets just have not been able to hit shots. The assist attempts are there, but they just have not been able to execute. Michael Porter Jr. right now couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. He is just totally off the mark right now. Christian Brown can't hit any threes when Jokic is assisting to him. In this series, in all five games so far, Jokic hasn't had any games where he's had more than 6 assists. Yet here we are, and BetMGM has the over-under at 8.5. And yes, you are getting some plus money at +110, but still it's setting it at 8.5. So that tells you the opportunities are there. The assist attempts are there. Denver is just not executing. Watch the game tonight. And in the first quarter, the way Jokic has been going about this series, the first quarter, Jokic tries to get his teammates involved. Then once we get to the second half, then once we get to the fourth quarter, he goes more shot hunting. But early on in the game, Jokic is trying to get his guys involved. He's trying dribble handoffs. He's kicking out to his shooters in the corner. If Denver's able to knock down some of those shots tonight, then I think we're going to get over 8.5 assists. And speaking of Jokic, I think a great live betting opportunity in this game, not only with the spread, but also with Jokic points as well. Something I've noticed in the two home games in this series is, again, because Jokic has been so pass heavy in the first quarter, he really isn't scoring a lot. in the first quarter at home. So obviously, if he scores 2 points, if he scores 4 points in the first quarter, his points prop is going to dip. Right now, it's a 28.5. If he only goes for like 2 points, 5 points in the first quarter, it's going to be like 24.5. You could get some good value, and then I would look to bet that over as well. So keep an eye on that. See if Jokic continues to be very pass-heavy in the first quarter, tries to get his teammates involved, and then starts to hunt his shot more in the second half. It might be a little different tonight because they are on the brink of elimination. But again, I think it's telling that he hasn't had more than 6 assists yet in any game this series. And it's at 8.5 for his assists. And I like the over plus 110. Also, Aaron Gordon over 1.5 3-pointers is minus 110 tonight. Gordon has gone over this in 4 or 5 games in this series. Again, with Michael Porter Jr. struggling to shoot the three, Aaron Gordon's been the guy to step up for Denver in this series. And he's knocked down at least 2 3-pointers in 4 games so far against Oklahoma City. I like taking that over once again. I like the price that we're getting at minus 110. As for the NHL playoffs, we got the Hurricanes and the Caps tonight in D.C. Canes are up 3-1 in this series, and they're minus 175 favorites on the road tonight against Washington. I do like the Caps, though, at plus 145. I don't think the Caps are going to win this series. I don't even think this is getting past the Game 6, but I do think they win tonight. As Johnny was talking about, the Canes have been a different team away from home. They look really, really tough to beat on their home ice, but when you get them away from home, a little bit different of a team. The key for Washington tonight, the last couple games, as also Johnny was alluding to, Washington has struck quick. They have really gotten off to good starts, but they've not been able to capitalize and score any goals. If Washington can do that tonight, get an early goal on the board. Both games in Washington, we had a scoreless first period in games 1 and games 2. It's going to be important for them to get off to a good start. If they do that, I think they can keep that momentum going and they can win game 5. So I like Caps tonight, plus 145. I also like the Winnipeg Jets at minus 115 as well. Again, I think Dallas is going to win this series. Dallas is the better team. They're going to advance and play Edmonton. But the Jets, I think, are going to win tonight on home ice. Hellebuck's a different goalie at home than he is on the road. And they also have one of the best home crowds in all of the NHL. So I like the Jets tonight, minus 125 against Dallas. All right, let's go a little golfing with Glasser here on Send It In. Talk about some of the three balls that we have coming up. And I see you guys have a ton of questions for us in the chat. Reed Phillips, our guy, absolutely love it. All right, PJ, I'm looking at a bet of Bryson having eagle at plus 400. Would you sprinkle on that? I absolutely would, Reed, because not only do we have 3 par 5s, which with Bryson's distance, he can reach all of them if he has a good tee shot, gives himself an opportunity to make eagle. But we also have 2 drivable par 4s right now. I watch golf all morning. The 8th hole is Bryson and Rory are pretty much the only 2 guys that can drive it, so Bryson can get it there. And then the 14th hole, we've had a couple guys drive the green and give themselves eagle opportunities. So you're looking at 5 holes where Bryson theoretically has a realistic chance to get himself on the green in 2 and make an eagle. So I think 4-1, Reed, I think that's a good look with Bryson. And then what are your thoughts on David Puig, top 10? Should I cash out now while I'm still making minimal money? Or is Tyler from You Better You Bet onto something? You know our guy Tyler is great when it comes to golf. So if he liked Puig, I'd probably ride with him, especially for the fact I'm sure you're getting nice money on that top 20. So I would ride with Puig. He's obviously off to a nice start, and I think he can keep it going. And then PJ Jake, 9 years ago today was the Odor Bautista kerfuffle. Since you are young and we're in school, please rank your top 3 school lunches. Ooh, I'll have to think about that, Reed, and get to you at the end of the show. I would say that, the peanut butter jelly sandwiches have to be up there for sure. Some of the noodles in the can, that would be up there too, and I'll try to think of a third by the end of the show. But let's talk about some of these 3 balls that we have, because the Justin Thomas group just went off with JT, Morikawa, and Dustin Johnson. Justin Thomas, the small favorite on BetMGM in this 3-ball today at plus 138. Morikawa was plus 140. And I'm looking at Morikawa at plus 140 today. It's funny how different a month can make in the world of golf. Coming into the Masters, Morikawa was the talk of the tournament, right? Myself included. Love Morikawa heading into the Masters. Now nobody has talked about him this week. I haven't seen anybody who wants to bet Morikawa, who's been talking about Morikawa. He's 25-1 coming into the tournament. And this is a longer golf course, right? But if there is a guy on tour who's one of the shorter hitters that tends to play well on the longer courses, it usually is Morikawa. So I think at plus 140, Morikawa would be a look for me and in that three ball today against Justin Thomas and DJ. Aaron Rye, Cam Young, and Joe Highsmith teeing off here in about 2 minutes. Been talking about Cam Young all week on this show. I think he gets off to a good start today. I'll take him at plus 170. Then we got Ludwig, Jordan Spieth, and Patrick Reed at 1:26 p.m. Eastern time. Ludwig has been struggling as of late, but he always shows up in the majors, right? He's almost like, I've called him this before, the modern-day Louis Oosthuizen. And if you watch golf, you know Louis was always a factor in these majors. Just that silky, smooth swing that would always play on the most difficult golf courses. And that's the way Ludwig's been so far early on in his career. I love Spieth this week. I think he's going to be in contention. But for today, for round one, I look at Ludwig in that three ball at plus 160. Taylor Pendrith, I love him in his three ball with Tom Hoagie and Matthew Pavone. Hoagie and Pavone are two of the shorter hitters on tour, while Pendrith is a big bomber who's a good putter as well. Two things we're looking for this week, so I'll go with Pendrith at plus 160. Matsuyama, Wyndham Clark, and Tom Kim tee off 1:38 p.m. Eastern time. I've been on the Wyndham Clark train all week. I think he's going to play really well at the PGA Championship. Quail Hollow sets up well for his type of game, so I'll look at Wyndham at even money in that three ball. Bryson DeChambeau, Victor Hovland, Gary Woodland tee off 1:47. A lot of people I know are on Victor Hovland this week. They think he could have a good week. I think Victor can too, but in this three ball going up against Bryson DeChambeau, this course is playing pretty difficult. Rory has not gotten off to a good start, and that's because he has not been on it with his driver so far today. If Bryson's driver is working for him, he's going to have a really good day. So I would look at Bryson in that three ball. Lay the juice if you have to. Daniel Berger, Sergio Garcia, and Russell Henley tee off in their three ball. I like Daniel Berger. I bet Henley a ton this year. He's had a really good season, but he's one of the shorter hitters on tour, so I'll go with Berger at plus 160. And then Cam Smith, Justin Rose, and Brian Harman. I'll go with Brian Harman at plus 188. I think a lot of people are going to like Rose because he went to the playoff with Rory at Augusta. Cam Smith hasn't been a factor in the majors for the last like five or six majors. Want no part of him. So it's Rose and it's Brian Harman. And I actually like Brian Harman more so on this course than I do Justin Rose. So we'll go with Harman plus 188. They tee off at 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right, a promo for us on BetMGM. Swing for extra distance with an odds boost token for the PGA Championship action. Use your token to grab a bigger payout on your tournament bet. All right, you guys, we had a schedule release in the NFL yesterday. All the teams know who they're playing for the upcoming 2025-2026 season, and on BetMGM, all of the Week 1 NFL lines are out. It's glorious to see, and I have five games that I already love, five bets that I already love for Week 1 in the NFL. We'll start with my favorite bet, and I'm going to be fading my Ravens in Week 1 and taking the Buffalo Bills on the money line at minus 125. It's deja vu all over again for the Ravens, right? They open up the season on the road in prime time against the team that knocked them out of the playoffs the previous season. And just like how they lost to the Chiefs in heartbreaking fashion with Isaiah Likely's toe out of bounds, I think they're also going to lose in heartbreaking fashion to the Buffalo Bills as well. It's going to be a one-possession game that's going to come right down to the wire, and I think the Ravens are going to lose it in the end. I think the football gods are going to have this come down to a Tyler Loop field goal, the Ravens rookie kicker, because, of course, they were releasing Justin Tucker a week ago. I think it's a close game that comes down to the wire, and I think the Bills win it. So give me Buffalo minus 125. Steelers and Jets is going to be my second game up, and I'm taking the under 39.5. Yeah, it's a low total. It's not low enough. Not with these two offenses. I love betting Pittsburgh unders early on in the season because the defense, as we know, is the strength of their team. They got a lot of veterans. They got a lot of older players. The Minkas, the TJ Watts, the Cam Haywards, the Patrick Queens, guys that have been around a while. And in Week 1, that's obviously as healthy as they're going to be all season. You think about what the Steelers have done the last couple years in Week 1. They pulled off an upset of Joe Burrow on the road when they forced him into five turnovers and four interceptions. They forced Kirk Cousins into three picks last week in Atlanta in Week 1. And now they get Justin Fields and the Jets in Week 1 on the road. Justin Fields was on the Steelers last year. Tomlin, that coaching staff, They know how to attack him. They know all his weaknesses. So I think the Jets are really going to struggle on offense. And obviously Aaron Glenn takes over as head coach. Defensive-minded Jets football team now with Aaron Glenn taking over. And who's going to start at quarterback for the Steelers? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Is it going to be Mason Rudolph? What are they going to do? Is it going to be Will Howard? I like under 39.5. That game has like 13-10 written all over it. Number three pick for me, Kansas City Chiefs on the money line, minus 150 against the Los Angeles Chargers. This game kicks off in Brazil on Friday night. Certainly don't want to lay the 2.5 with Kansas City, right? We know the MO of the Chiefs. They do just enough to win the game, but they are not good against the spread. And I think this is going to be another one of those classic cases. You're giving me Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in week one on a neutral field in a spread that's under a field goal. I'll just take the money line. I'll just bite the bullet, minus 150, and lay the juice. We know how unbelievably good Andy Reid is coming off of a bye. Well, coming off of week one, this is essentially a bye, right? You're getting multiple weeks to prep. They obviously have had the Chargers number throughout the years. This game's going to be close. It's going to come down to the wire, but Kansas City's going to find a way like they always do to win the game. So give me the Chiefs minus 150 against the Chargers. My fourth play is going to be another total and another under. Give me under 44.5 in Bears and Vikings. This is going to be on Monday Night Football. I can tell you guys exactly how this game is going to play out, right? It's Monday Night Football, so they're going to have their own pregame show leading up to it. Everybody's going to talk about Ben Johnson, and they're going to talk about the Bears and how exciting this offense is going to be to watch this season. Then they're going to talk about the Vikings and KOC, Justin Jefferson and J.J. McCarthy. Okay, right, so everybody's going to talk about offense the entire 2 hours, the entire pregame show leading up to this game. But at the end of the day, we have a rookie quarterback, essentially, in J.J. McCarthy making his first NFL start on the road in a divisional game against a good defense. Then we have the Bears offense in their first game trying to get that chemistry and figure things out with Ben Johnson. This game screams under to me. It's going to be like 20-13, 20-17. We're going under 44.5 in Bears and Vikings. And then finally, give me the Packers on the money line against the Detroit Lions at minus 105. We're going to find out how good Dan Campbell is as a coach this season. No more Ben Johnson, no more Aaron Glenn. You still have one of the most talented teams in the NFL, but Dan Campbell really doesn't have a strength in coaching, right? He's just kind of a leader of men. He's like a John Harbaugh out there. His strength isn't on offense. It's not really on defense. He's just a great leader. So now that you had a ton of turnover in the offseason and you don't have your guys anymore as your OC in DC, what's that going to look like week one on the road in Lambeau against a Packers team that knows this is the team they got to get through if they want to win the NFC North? Give me Green Bay minus 105 against the Lions. All right, let's go to our guy Jake Kassan here for a little crosstalk on Send It In. Jake, of course, the host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern time right here on the BetMGM Network. And Jake, we have three games going on right now. I'm not watching the Orioles game on any of these TVs for my mental health. So please tell us. Please tell us what bets you have going on in some of these games.
I did not do anything with the Orioles game today, PJ, because Chris Paddock was on the other side, so I stayed away. But, of course, the Twins are, in fact, winning 3-0, I regret to inform you. God. Went really great for us yesterday, PJ, after we faded the Orioles in both games of the doubleheader. That was pretty awesome. As far as the other games, I had took the Nationals +1.5 on the run line because it was minus 110 against the Braves. I'm not an A.J. Smith-Shawver guy. He's climbing the odds board for NL Rookie of the Year. I don't see it. He's pitching really well today. We'll talk about that more on Bet Slips and Bat Flips in a little bit. Otherwise, I got nothing in White Sox and Reds because who wants to waste their time on that game?
Jake, it's a small slate today. We only got six games. I'm wondering, for a guy who obviously loves baseball, watches it as much as you do, handicaps it every day, do you like days like this more when there's fewer amount of games so you can really dive into the weeds? Or is it tougher because there's not as many games and the lines are more sharper?
I mean, it's tougher when you got to host a show about baseball and there's three games that are starting after the show starts. That's a little tough. The good news is, PJ, there's a almost full slate of college baseball today, so that's really nice as well. And for today, the night games are actually pretty good. We get Hunter Brown versus Jacob DeGrom. That's pretty awesome. We get the Blue Jays and Rays in interdivisional game. And you know how I feel about the A's, PJ, going against the Dodgers. So these night games are actually pretty good. And then we also have some college baseball on the side as well.
Absolutely love it. And then what else is coming up on the show? I assume we're going to talk some futures as well.
We are going to talk some futures. If you can't tell, I'm a little annoyed about NL Rookie of the Year and how people are betting it, but that creates some opportunities for us. So that's actually pretty good. We're also going to hit some divisional futures as well. We're going to hit the NL Central with the Cardinals making their surge after they split the doubleheader with the Phillies yesterday. And we're going to talk some AL West too, because that division is a real tight race right now.
Yeah, love it. Jake Kassan, Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up in 2 minutes. Always a great show. Jake, can't wait to watch, sir. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show. Got about a minute left here. Love that you guys are sending in some questions today. Yank Tattoo 7, I don't think there's any way the NBA lets the Thunder close out the series in six. They need a game seven. Could certainly see it, again, staying away from the spread. Think it's a great game to live bet today. Reed Phillips, any Conn Smythe thoughts? Feels like I missed the chance to grab Rantanen at good value. He's still not the favorite, in my opinion. If Dallas makes the final, he probably wins it. I would look off of guys on Dallas or Carolina, Reed. I think that's going to be your cup final. So whoever you like off of those two teams, that's probably would be my look for Conn Smythe. All right, let's give out some plays really quick that we like for today. Going streaking, we're on an absolute heater, folks. I think we've hit like 12 in a row or something like that. Yes, we have. Marcus Simeon owns Hunter Brown. 12 for 19 in his career. That's a 682 batting average. Take all the Marcus Simeon props today. He's our guy in going streaking. Freddie Anderson, the goalkeeper for the Hurricanes, we're going over 21.5 saves for him today against the Caps. The Caps are my dog of the day to force a game six, and then the Winnipeg Jets are going to be my best bet. So I think we're getting a couple game sixes tonight. Both the Caps and the Jets live to see another day. Thanks again to Johnny Lazarus, Jake Kassan for joining us today on the show. See you guys tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.